from radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 30th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart. Thanks for joining me. Here's what's happening in radio this morning. Coronavirus generates a huge surge in media consumption. ACMA and the future of radio. And listening to radio reduces the internet load. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
During the coronavirus crisis, as more and more people stay at or work from home, media consumption is increasing dramatically. General internet use and the streaming of podcasts has seen a surge. Podtrac reports online news consumption is up 74%. Radio streaming is also up with very high time spent listening figures. So too is over-the-air radio consumption. In fact, radio's reputation is growing amongst people who haven't tuned in regularly for years. It's even being called the pandemic's comfort food. In the US, a Nielsen survey shows 83% of people are listening to as much or more radio than they did before the pandemic. With so much reliance on radio for up-to-date information, Commercial Radio Australia's chief executive, Joan Warner, has been working closely with state and federal governments to ensure radio remains classified as an essential industry. Being classified essential will give broadcasters and their staff members an exemption from any future lockdown. Well, some interesting developments have come out of the ACMA report on the future of radio. Despite being previously discarded as a digital radio solution for Australia, DRM now has some support as a potential digital solution for remote AM broadcasters. CBAA and the ABC want DRM explored as a solution for wide area coverage of digital services. Commercial Radio Australia's not on side with this. Its members already have a large investment in DAB Plus infrastructure and have been committed to the technology for nearly 20 years. If it's happening in the UK, it's probably going to happen here pretty soon. With a massive shutdown across the UK and Northern Ireland, the demands on mobile data and internet bandwidth have pushed providers past their limit. Streaming services have started to cut their delivery quality, but it's not enough. The regulator is now urging people to listen to their radios to lower the data demand. Here in Australia, Radio Info and Abe's Audio have produced a radio spot highlighting the problem, and stations are free to use it simply by downloading it.
As more of us work from home during the coronavirus lockdowns, there is increasing demand on the internet. Here's one way for you to enjoy uninterrupted listening. Turn on your radio. If you want music, there are plenty of stations to choose from, hosted by your favorite personalities. If you want news, radio journalists are working around the clock to check their facts and bring you up-to-the-minute reliable news. So turn on your radio and stay connected.
For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Other stories attracting industry attention today. As the crisis rolls on, it's time to get inventive with radio. Triple M's decided to keep its sports shows up and running, despite AFL and NRL fixtures and just about every other sport being suspended. In those states where AFL dominates, Triple M Footy's Saturday Rub will still run between 12 and 2. At the end of the Rub, Triple M will run classic AFL finals matches. In New South Wales and Queensland, it'll be pretty much the same format. The Saturday Sinbin from midday till 3, followed by the NRL's biggest rivalries, starting with Game 3 of last year's State of Origin. The at-home series of Craig Bruce's Game Changers has dropped in on Kyle Sandilands. Kyle and Craig have discussed the issues of working from home, and Craig's asked Kyle how they decide what to cover in the program every day.
I've actually been saying, okay, let's lighten the mood. Let's have, you know, I feel like a little bit of a laugh. It's a bit overwhelming now. Like, to let everyone know before, like, rather than hooking, this is what's next, I'm letting them know, oh, we'll play this song and then we'll have a bit of a laugh, you know. Hopefully people come along for that ride, as you know, but that's the way I'm feeling. I've never watched that Paul Murray show, yeah, but I watched him the other night and he was very informative on Sky, and he was saying, you know, the FM stations need to get on board to get the kids under control. Bloody FM needs to do there. So I thought, you know what? I'll get on board, tell the kids, like, you idiots, you shouldn't have gone to Bondi. Australia does, like, we don't like rules, but we play the game when we need to, I think. And that's the sense I got off everyone today.
If you recall, I told you about Elton John's US Living Room concert last Friday. Well, it looks like we're also going to be able to listen live here in Australia. Midday Monday, daylight saving time, the concert will stream on ARN's iHeartRadio. Then at 2 p.m., KISS in both Melbourne and Sydney will run a delayed broadcast. Coming up next, what I think about radio and its essential role.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Brad Smart, and this is what I think. I can't understand why CRA is having to go cap in hand to governments around the country to ensure that radio will still be classed as an essential industry should things get tougher than they are now. While we're not at the point of a full lockdown as yet, when a country enters that phase, it's asking its people to give up freedoms that they take for granted. If people are forced into isolation without being kept fully informed, frustration will develop. It's a normal human reaction. That's the danger point when you run the risk of the pot boiling over and civil unrest spilling into your streets. We've already seen minor demonstrations of that frustration amongst some of those people forced to self-isolate, even supposedly intelligent professionals like doctors who stupidly tried to make a run for freedom. Australians are not used to being fenced in. During a lockdown, should it come, nothing will be more important than keeping the public informed, and nothing is better or more immediate to do that with than radio. On a national, metro, and regional basis. Radio proved itself in the summer bushfires, and once again, it has a vital role to play, this time in the fight against COVID-19. In my opinion, radio has never been more essential. And if you're looking for a new job, log on to the Radio Info website and check out the jobs available. Thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio anytime, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.